USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rising Democratic star, proponent of the Me Too movement, and often a fierce critic of President Trump is now accused by at least four women of sexual assault. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman saying he's resigning amid the accusations, though in a statement he says he strongly contests them. They're raised in a story in the New Yorker magazine, co-authored by Jane Meyer.
There are two women in the story who are on the record, and they are speaking out because they really felt it was so important at this point, and they wanted to make sure that other women didn't fall into the same situation with him.
Meyer was speaking on MSNBC. The four women have said the abuse happened while they were romantically involved with Schneiderman. Many expect President Trump will announce that he's pulling the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal when he makes the announcement of what he's doing at 2 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Threats posed by eruptions from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano are rising again as emergency officials say earthquakes have been rocking the southeast tip of the Big Island at the rate of 1 an hour. This resident of the residential area already affected says,
"This could be just the end of a community, a good retirement community."
Another fissure opening yesterday in those evacuated Leilani Estates subdivision where lava has destroyed over two dozen homes already. 1,700 people who live in that subdivision have been driven from their homes, and authorities say more evacuations nearby may be needed. Voters in four states are heading to the polls today as primary ballots are going to be cast in West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, as well as North Carolina. And the most closely watched race is one for a U.S. Senate seat in West Virginia. Republicans selecting a candidate who will take on the Democratic incumbent Senator Joe Manchin in November's midterm election. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he doesn't want to separate families as a result of this country's immigration policies. However, Sessions adds he's willing to do so. Speaking in San Diego on Monday, Sessions insisted that people who come over the border illegally will be prosecuted. He says Americans have been pleading for a lawful system of immigration for decades. Sessions noting that a failure to enforce immigration laws would be an affront to law-abiding Americans. The John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts is now revoking two awards it gave to comedian Bill Cosby. The organization's board voting to rescind his 1998 Kennedy Center honors and his 2009 Mark Twain Prize for American Humor after Cosby was convicted of sexual assault. Just last week, Cosby was also kicked out of the organization that gives out the Oscars. Cosby's been accused of sexual misconduct by dozens of women. He's only been convicted in one case, though. And the candy business may have a new player in the form of Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Silicon Valley is abuzz over Musk's weekend tweets alluding to taking on Berkshire Hathaway's famous See's Candies. He adds that he's super, super serious about starting a candy company and that it's going to be amazing. His tweets about it getting tens of thousands of responses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.